It's already illegal for Wisconsin businesses to pay a worker less solely on the basis of their gender, race, age, or other factors. But right now, victims rely on the state to defend their best interest. This plan would let people bring their own civil lawsuits. Green Bay Democratic State Senator Dave Hansen says the plan aims to close a wage gap between men and women in Wisconsin.
I don't understand how in this day and age there are people out there who still believe that women, many of them who could be their own wives and daughters, are not deserving of the same compensation as men when they are performing the same work.
But Republican critics say the plan would open up the door to frivolous lawsuits. West Bend Senator Glenn Grothman called it one of the most damaging pieces of legislation he's seen this session. Grothman says he can't think of a faster way to chase businesses out of the state.
It creates right away the danger that anybody in a large company can sue and say, I was discriminated against. Age discrimination, anything. And by the time you get done adding up sex discrimination, age discrimination, anything under the sun, you're clearly at a point at which most employees of any business could say that if I was fired, if I wasn't promoted, it was because of discrimination.
Plans similar to this one have been introduced regularly at the Capitol in recent years without success. It's likely to die again this year in the Republican-controlled State Assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.